This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
They used to do. Tell us how they used to groove and think. Do the songs of Rick and script. They say our generation lost our roots and think. There's a part of me that wants to sing. Songs they grew up on and think. They Rick and script on and they try to put it in our coffin. This thing give you that feeling. Where Rick and script gone then. We're going down with all them songs then. Still just want jump around and sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on that Rick and Scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on Kid. I grew up on Ron.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 4th of August. We are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. I got a guest in studio. If you know this song, you may have a clue into who the guest is. Now, it's the first day back from a holiday. I know we want to talk plenty things, and I think we may have an opportunity to talk plenty things. But I want to have a slightly different conversation. I had this guest in studio from a local band. I don't even know if I could call them local anymore. That's a good thing. That's a good question to have to ask, right? That song we started the show with, we grew up on. I know, before I even look at today's papers, businesses urged to use less power. Residents seek refuge from power cuts during holiday weekend. Western New Providence residents left frustrated after weekend outages. I just want to share something with y'all. That's what I grew up on. That's what I grew up on. Now, people frustrated with what's going on, I understand. I ain't fighting that. If you want to text the show and share information that I can then relay on the airwaves for the power company. Your area has been out for an extraordinary amount of time. You're not sure if they are aware that your power is still off where you are, your area. I will read your text on air. But this is what I grew up on. In fact, we have two, maybe three generations of Bahamians whose personal and professional development has been stunted, right? Because they're trapped. They're trapped in a country filled with dysfunctional systems. Over a decade ago, when I was a co-host on Connected with Lester Cox, he introduced to the public domain an article. I think it was Lester Cox. It may have been Morning Blend. Both of these hosts have brilliant conversations, right? But the conversation sat on an op-ed from the Jamaica Gleaner that basically said, well, basically explained why the Caribbean is unlikely to produce the next Zuckerberg. And it's because our students are trapped in dysfunctional systems. You can't focus on the cutting edge if you're focused on managing and juggling the basics, because you have no certainty when the power will be on. You have no continuity. The power could be on. You could be going with steam, and then all of a sudden, nothing, right? There's no recourse. You can't trust that you will be compensated for your loss in the case of a severe power outage or surge related to the power outage. And that's why. It's also why we have, a pool, a Niagara Falls, an Atlantic Ocean of talent here, right? And very little of that talent is reaching the surface because those artists are trapped in dysfunctional systems, competing with other artists in the region, in the world, who do not have to spend at least 50% of their time trying to figure out if the power is going to be on, or if the service providers will be available at the time scheduled, because their schedule is backlogged because of the power outage, right? Like, we are killing talent in this country. So today, I got in studio with me one of the twins from Twin Dem. Now, I 50, but for a long time, I seen these young boy them out there, on the radio, on the YouTube, on the streets, on people's mouths, in people's cars. They've been there for over a decade. Today, I'm going to get some details from Ash, from Twin Dem, about this career, about how they're making music now. And the first thing I want to ask them is, this song, When I Grew Up, this seems to me slightly out of your typical catalog, mm-hmm. right? But I can't say it ain't you, because first of all, the song is authentic, right? Like, it's real. It's Bahamian, and you are Bahamian, so I can't fight you on that. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed as this weird blend of rap, trap, R&B, and love music, right? Like, and it's a beautifully composed, wonderfully orchestrated, and the cinematography, fabulous. But I don't know what genre of music y'all make. So tell me, first thing is, what genre of music do you typically make? And how did When I Grew Up come about? Did you make it in the Bahamas? Did you make it abroad? Did you collab with local artists on it? And what happened to your other brother? I don't see him singing in the video.
But first of all, thanks for having me. Hello, everyone. What's the first question you asked?
The first question is, when I grew up on, like, how did that come about?
Oh, that came about, well, I always wanted to make a Rake and Scrape song, because like you said, you asked what genre of music I do. For the most part, it's mostly rap and R&B for mm-hmm. the most part. But that song came about because I always wanted to do a Rake and Scrape song, but it just didn't have access to beats, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's kind of scarce. It's a scarce community, mm-hmm. unless you have about $800,000 to pay someone to...
Just for one beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They could cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when they put in these beats together, they have to, you know, get instrumentalists involved, and you got to pay them. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I always wanted to make a beat, and my boy Stormy actually sent me a couple from this guy named El Rico Pick Gardner, who lives in Anagua. Or two of them are actually from Anagua, so he lives in Anagua. And he sent me about three beats from him, and I heard the group on beat, and I said, I got to do something on this.
Right.
And it was Independence coming up.
Hold on, would y'all call it the group on beat?
Well,
like G-R-O-E-T-O.
It's not just his Red Velvet rhythm. It's on. It actually was a rhythm that he was going to do.
Uh-huh.
So that's just what he had on his.
No, because I like, you know, Groupon is for people who like discounts. I love that. And I love that it came out for me. The first time I heard it was with the Mic Check.
Right. Yeah.
Performance space.
Right. Yeah, man. They wanted us to, because, you know, Keep the Vibe Alive was behind it.
Yeah.
Right. So they wanted us to do a mic check for it. And I just told got much of my loved ones and people to come out and wear your Bahamian colors, you know, vibe, you know.
The whole vibe sort of came together as you were walking to the mic.
Right, basically.
All right.
You know, so, yeah, I want to, just like you was asking about who's the woman there, that's my best friend's mother.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to have, like, all generations in it because I feel like it's a song that every generation could enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Y'all, if you can do both things at the same time, listen to the show, go to YouTube,
mm-hmm.
press pause so you could hear the show,
right.
and watch the video. See, my mom mm-hmm. in that video,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
She's showing y'all young people
mm-hmm.
how to do it.
Right.
How to get excited.
100%.
And you could see the young men and women in the space getting excited with her, like
yeah.
feel connecting to her right. energy. To start jumping.
Right.
Because for her, just like it is for me, it is a different experience being in the song. We all having fun,
right.
mind you.
Right.
But when you say what you grew up on, and she thinking what she grew up on.
Right.
And but she also loved the KB.
Right.
Right? She also loved the Gino D.
Right.
Right? Like, is it Gino D We Jammin'?
Yes.
That's a classic.
Yep. You got plenty.
Yeah. Okay. So, is this the only Rake and Scrape you have worked on? You're working on more Rake and Scrape?
We actually are. See, I don't know if I'd call this Rake and Scrape, because just like any other genre, you know, it evolves and the names change. Like, mm-hmm. Ska turning to reggae and then you got dancehall. And so, I don't know if I would call this Rake and Scrape, because this isn't sound as traditional as Rake and Scrape sounds. But, you know, if they want to just say Bahamian music, I don't know what to call it.
Bayou Guiuda beat is from Inagua.
Right.
Now, I know about Dirty Inagua Rake. Yeah. Right, and the space that Inagua artists carved out in Rake and Scrape, and how that has helped to the continuity of evolution.
Right.
How it's pushed Rake and Scrape forward, right?
Right.
And then we had this new wave just now and now Zoltan Johnson, the producer, been making beats for forever.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right?
That's my boy.
But like him, Shine, and Johnny Cake link up. Right.
You mean for Whip-Wop?
For Whip Wop.
Right.
Now, Johnny Cake was making music before Whip Wop.
Right.
But it's like that space right there, Shine, Johnny Cake, you got the young band out.
You
got
to remember Julian Believe.
And Whip Wop is Julian Believe's song, right? But we get to Julian Believe.
Right.
Because Julian Believe, I believe, he turned around, look at you all young, boy.
Yeah.
And like you say, this space that you carving out within Rake and Scrape, that may not be in Scrape, but it is born from it.
Right.
He got that song called Juju.
Mm.
Right? And like Juju is sliding into the space that you guys are in. Listen, y'all don't play. It ain't even Juju season. Don't play that song right now, right? It ain't even Juju season. But those guys, and they still hot, right? Like, you know, they're still hot right now. So to see a new wave come out right, I don't even say right underneath them, but right next to them, from rappers who are venturing into Rake and Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when a producer is ready, we're going to play the Independence Classic, right? So both grew up on.
And then Saw Song.
Saw Song coming home,
mm-hmm.
right? They are both 2026 independent songs. The people them done claim them. Grew up on, brought us in, and warm us up for ghetto picnic songs.
Yeah. We actually dropped our songs around the same time last year.
Yeah.
And that's his song.
It's just picking up now. Now, what I love about Ghetto Picnic Sauce is that song coming home is that it is as relevant to us right now as Grew Up On is to us right now, right? Like this. Now, Ghetto Picnic Sauce, I gotta get him in the studio as well, right? This boy's music is right on the button. It's not necessarily language that I use, right? It's not necessarily experiences that I am having personally, but this boy is tuned right in to what young people are feeling, what young people are saying. And he's also given slightly older people a space to articulate what they was feeling but didn't know how to say.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't say it the way Ghetto Picnic Sauce say it,
right?
But I think it's important to hear other people saying things that you feeling.
Right.
And it's like all of you guys are making music for young Bahamian by them from the age, I can say, like 16 to 35.
100%.
Right? I described it as love music for gangsters when you look at the broader definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how gangsters love each other. You got one song here called Tattoos. I think it's Tattoos and Voice Notes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a segment there. It's like a tribute.
Right.
You remembering all your brethren.
Right.
And then you remembering your aunties.
Right.
Right? And then your brethren know your aunties.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you see how tight this community is, and you're reminding people that, hey, you are not alone out here on these streets.
100%.
You are not alone in your struggle, right? You are not alone as a black man looking for love, desiring love, wanting to be vulnerable, but understanding that you can't just be vulnerable in this world.
Right.
You got to be hard as well.
Right.
Okay, so How many albums has Twin Dem produced? When did you start? I have a track here from 2010.
What? That's actually when we started all right. music, actually, when I was in grade 10 in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So we started in a group named VUB. It was me, my brother, and a guy named Christopher Royal.
Okay.
His stage name is Aya Height. So it started out with us three, and then we added about three other individuals.
Okay.
So we started out in that, and then I'd say around 2016... Well, no, actually before that.
Yeah, because the next video on the YouTube channel right. is 2013.
Yes, 2013. I'd say we ventured, me and my brother, we kind of started to do our own thing and we used the name Twin and Bois. We actually got coined the name Twin Dem by Zoltan Johnson, who you mentioned earlier,
uh-huh.
because he was our manager at the time. So he actually told us to, because they used to call us Twin Dem, like, oh, we're going by Twin Dem or Twin Dem. This, that. So they was already calling us that. So mm-hmm. we just said, it makes sense to make that our stage name and make it one name,
yeah.
and we just been Twin Dem ever since. From, I'd say, 2016 or 2015 beyond, we was Twin Dem.
All right. How many albums have you produced? I counted over 10.
Yeah, we have more than that. I mean, overall, from
from the beginning.
We have about 15.
Okay. All right. What's your... Now, as an art... Like, I'm a bit of an artist, too. Visual and mixed media art. Every new piece is my favorite.
Right.
Right? What's your favorite era for Twin Dem?
Maybe Remember the Twins, that round that when we dropped that album. We mm-hmm. dropped that in 2015. I believe at the end of 2015 we dropped that. And that's when Sultan, he was managing us at the time too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say around that era, that's one of them. But it's hard to say, man, you know, because we always try to stay relevant as much as we could. But it definitely, like I tell people, it comes in waves. Like, it's not the same thing all the time. Like, you just got to keep on working and see what songs and projects you do that people bite on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In fact, you have a song. I didn't put it on the playlist for today, but you have a song, I think, called Just Another Song. But in the intro, these people say, oh, y'all sound the same all the time.
And then
the song goes on to explain that, hey, people resonate.
Right.
Right? Like,
you mean with the voice notes and the song? I know what song you mean.
I know what song you mean. And the visuals is the cut.
You really do your homework, man. But I ain't never been to an interview like this, you know.
Listen, let me tell you something. I get one cousin named Red Fox.
Okay.
Right? And so when we were growing up, he's only slightly younger than me.
Right.
When we were growing up, I think he used to run with Shadow Fox, right? Like Fox then was making music. And so it was always peripheral for me.
Right.
But this boy had a, you know, he had a dream.
Okay.
And the dream was real for him.
Yeah.
And I could see why it was real for him. Because even if people weren't getting to YouTube,
right.
they were making music. Like, y'all know the song How It Go, Bro? How It Go, Daddy?
Daddy, yeah, by Danes, man. Yeah, man.
Do something for me because I ain't got no money. Yeah. My cousin Red Fox is saying How It Go, Bro? How It Go, Daddy?
Yeah,
from,
man.
You know, almost a decade, 2 decades before right. that song yeah. came out. So... The next question I want to ask is, now you guys know how to make videos, right?
Well, we have videographers. My boy Miguel did most of our cinematography. All right, for sure.
So you know how to find a team to make videos.
Yeah, man, for sure. That's my boy. Right.
But a lot of artists have benefited from Mic Check Performance Space.
Right, that's actually who does the mic check. That's my big brother, man, you know?
Yeah, okay. I met him. And anyway, I know the boy.
Yeah.
The point is, that space has opened up opportunities for Bahamian artists. And I 100%. Wonder if that's how Ghetto Pickney's song really started spreading out, is because people were able to find it
mm-hmm.
on a playlist that they knew was going to be banging. Because
mm-hmm.
every song on the playlist I found it on was banging.
Mm-hmm.
Was banging. Mic Check Performance, Rake and Scrape, hip hop, what other genres do they do? And how have you, like, what of their catalogs? I know I could find you in the R&B mm-hmm. rap space. I know I could find you in the Rake and Scrape space. But what else, where else can I find you? Mic Check Performance.
Oh, that's a good question. You mean as in like platforms?
Both genres and platforms.
Well, we on all streaming platforms, that's for one. Like, you mean like streaming platforms or like where you can find my music, or you mean like
everything?
What?
Everything.
YouTube, Audio Mac, Apple Music. That's probably where people probably listen to us the most. If they streaming us, I'd say Apple Music, and then maybe YouTube, and then Spotify. But we on all the streaming platforms, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell me which song this is.
Man, this is Real Friends. Mm-hmm. It's another one of my OGs, man, Monty G.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was going to get to that. You guys, this is Real Friends, Monty G featuring Twin Them.
Right.
Fit up with the liquor, we have them, boy, them a great life, say a Christmas time. You don't live with the prettiest child, feel them. Them boy, they full of bad mind. Bust high, fight, when they real friend, live up on the real friend, them. Pull up a switch when times are them, they are different, but no far them, but more like.
Why? Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, the big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. Who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work?
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami. So nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Hey girl, looking, you make the baddest girl love me. You make the suicidal want live. Come in the zone, look, I'm seeing my end. ain't my size. Girl, for you, I risk my life. Let's make love on the Eastern Road Drive. Let's make love to the Eastern Road time. Mm-hmm. Let me ride on you. Should I ride for you? Girl, you a dime. I spent more than a dime on you. If love's a crime, you should know I do.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. That's Twin Dem. Ash,
yes.
Which song is this?
This is Eastern Road Drive featuring my brother Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Blair. How'd it go, Delilah?
Oh yeah, you know she's very in tune. That's crazy.
And then when I saw the title Eastern Road Drive, I said I gotta hear the song.
Yeah.
Because I live off the Eastern Road, and yeah. That's what hit me about How'd It Go, Delilah. Mm-hmm. Right, like every thing this boy sing about in that song, mm-hmm. is an experience I had, is a feeling, mm-hmm. that I had, is unrequited love, or not even unrequited, you know, we couldn't meet up because I ain't gonna swim,
right?
You know, like that I ain't gonna do.
Yeah.
But before we go any further, because mm-hmm. I got a text here that say, "Where's Bois? Can't have Ash without Bois." Yeah. Line first. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Miss Green. You guess how you doing?
Good, thank you. How you?
Right on, my. Hey, ask your guest, right? If you don't mind making a song with PPL. I guarantee you that go triple platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your boy in the music video, Arkin the Fool.
Yeah, I agree.
That'd be a relatable song for the summer.
I agree.
The Haitians can relate to it, the Chinese.
The people of European descent, the people of Asian descent.
Come on, everyone. Who can even relate to that one?
Listen, the raccoons understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Podcake.
I swear right now, you're thinking, but that's all.
Wow, what area you living, brother?
Boy, I saw up here move from Fox Hill to Coral Harbor.
What?
Man, they do Coral Harbor in, well, not it's Saki.
No, guess what? Yeah. Key is Coral Harbor on two different grids.
Oh, right.
They're in the white people grid.
Ah, okay.
So the black people grid, they was off.
Yeah. Don't lie.
All the Negroes, they've been off for 3 days.
Wait. Don't lie.
All the Caucasians, oh yeah, they put me in the Caucasian grid.
Listen, I live in an area that used to be connected to sort of the northern eastern roadside and the southern Bernard roadside. I believe Brent Simonet used to live nearby, so we were just benefactors of something that had nothing to do with us.
I tell you, you was good.
Thank you, but this is the thing that I'm going to ask them, right? Because their music resonates with young people. I would say young people their age and people beyond their age, people older than them, are they interested in making sort of, now I can say political music, but for me, Grew Up On is political, right? Grew Up On talks about identity, what it means to be a Bahamian, this constant trope or this, you know, this constant talks that if you making R&B, if you making rap music, you can't be Bahamian. Mm-hmm. You can't love the Bahamas as much as people making rake and scrape, right? And it speaks to a diasporic experience, like how it feels to have to entrench yourself in a foreign system, but where you keep the Bahamas in your heart, in your body, in your life, and what it means to you. And like for me, I'm working on a memory project, right? Where I realize that we, because of the traumas that we face from the geography of the place, hurricanes are traumatic and they're things that you want to forget, mm-hmm. right? To the stresses of post-colonial living, we have a collective amnesia. But, and forgetting is good sometimes. The same way, natural human biology, when a woman gives birth, and it's very painful, mm-hmm. her brain causes her to forget all of that. Because how could you think about making another baby if you sitting in the trauma of childbirth, right?
Right.
And so this good thing is a good forgetting, but then we're doing a lot of bad forgetting. Mm. You know,
let's create an auction, yes, right?
Yeah, ask them.
How we feel about rake and scrape, like in 2026? You think it dying out? Or it's still, it ain't as strong as it used to be, right? But you think it's going extinct?
I would say it's gone.
And how could we get the young people? Because Bahamian music, right? I don't know. Like, it's difficult to get Bahamians involved in Bahamian music. Mm-hmm. Like we gravitate to the Jamaican music, mm-hmm. to the reggae.
Mm-hmm.
We gravitate to the rap, but I don't know. It's something like we just simply don't like listening to Bahamian music.
That's a great question, my brother. See, what I think it is, I think social media plays a huge role because, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. You couldn't have been influenced by a lot of cultures as much because you didn't have access to it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel as if as time went on, you know, we just have access, like we have YouTube, we have Apple Music, you could, you know, and then I don't know, I feel like a lot of the Bahamian artists, they like even myself, mm-hmm. I'm included. We started doing rap and R&B. I mean, the difference between me is I'm a Bahamian on this genre because I still use the same dialect.
And you sound Bahamian.
My accent, you know, so I don't, like, nowhere I go, even though I live in Canada, I still talk Bahamian. I speak properly so people can understand what I'm saying,
yeah.
But I don't lose my accent at all because
You speak a Bahamian standard English.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because we still, you know, we speak the Queen's English, like, you know what I'm saying? We under the Queen, so we still know how to speak English. Like, that's our main, you know, language. My accent, though, you know what I mean? But I think what it is, I don't think Rake and Scrape went extinct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't, it's not as much Rake and Scrape art. Like you see back in the day, it was KB, the Gino D's, the Ira Stars, the Stevie S's. It was a lot of them. Today, the people who making that type of music right now, it's about Johnny Cake, Julian Believe, Shine, Tarnash. They trying to keep it alive, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard for, I guess, more people have to be doing that, and more people who, young people probably care to listen to. That's why I even always wanted to do a Rake and Scrape song.
I was going to say, what Mike Check has done has given, has exposed a lot 100%. More artists, right? Mm-hmm. Like the boy named Mumra, the gambler can't go home.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Like for me, this boy, he must work on a construction site, man. This boy work on a construction site, yeah. Right? On the weekend, he's clean all the cars and now he's weed the yard,
right?
He's a Bahamian man. He's a Bahamian boy, right?
Yeah.
And he just making the song.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a pandemic playlist and I can't remember the artist's name, but it's one boy, I believe he called Handyman something.
Mm.
This boy's song was off the chain. And then what we saw for Golden Jubilee, a boy like Elkin, 360. The song didn't make the final 10, but was exposed through ZNS, right? Their feature. His brother is a musician. He's a musician. He living among musicians. And all his brethren say, hey, boy, this is going to be a hit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel it. You got the bones,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put it together. It's that type of exposure that Mike Check provides. Because you talk about KB and Gino D,
mm-hmm.
they actually, it's harder for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came after an era. I come into the callers right now. They came after an era where nightclubs were everywhere.
Right.
And you could always get out and hear a performance.
Yep.
Right? And then those guys,
mm-hmm.
the scenery changed and they had to rely on concerts and mm-hmm. events.
Right.
And then you have a prolific by name KB who put out, KB must have put out about 25 albums by now, right? And so he invested
mm-hmm.
in putting out the albums
mm-hmm.
so people would have the music.
Right.
Now the young people have the internet, right? But it's not just the internet alone. You got spaces like Mic Check
right.
that are creating a space for people to be exposed.
Right.
To make a music video, because in this generation it's music videos
right.
that are driving people forward. But let's go to the phone line quickly and then we're gonna get back to the conversation. Where's Bois? Where's the other twin?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I good. Thank you, Sparky.
Quick notes, I know you got to get back.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I had a fellow in call out talking about the white people get spared and the black people get messed with the electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you, there ain't no white and black going down and this stuff on electricity cut, because my sister-in-law is a black gal, and she owned a beautiful condominium on Love Beach by the waterfront.
Ooh, yeah, I know about that.
At half power, she been crying every day to me because she been off.
Yeah, but look like...
Then on the oil, let me get to the next quick one.
Mm-hmm.
The fella called me a fool on Guardian because I tell him I take my comforter and three pillows and gone out in my van, and I put on the air condition. I's a fool. I could get carbon monoxide. Look here. Tell him, Parky, you fool. All my windows, was turned down at least 5 inches.
Yeah, did cry.
While I was in there sleeping till the sun came up. And the last thing, Miss Green,
mm-hmm.
I lost my big, big German Shepherd named King. He jumped out my bus on the Deep Dallet Highway. Gone across the road. I couldn't get on the next side because traffic was backed up. They had an accident out there.
Oh,
and
boy.
By the time I get on the north side, I can't find King nowhere. Anybody see a big German Shepherd in the yellow elder area? That sparky dog named King. He's not vicious, but he likes to roam. He don't like to be enclosed. He was trying to fence a thing.
He friendly, Sparky? I think
he's gone, man.
But Sparky have a dog just like him. Friendly, but like to roam.
Are you running?
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry we missed you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I see you're talking about music and artists, local artists.
Yeah, we'd be talking specifically to twin them. We have only one twin in the house.
No, I just want to play music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd say this. I don't know. Maybe what I did back in the day may be something that should happen again because I remember back in the day, in 2009, when I used to choke shows for behemoth artists on Atlanta Sharks.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember those days for Drano Vice when they were playing the music at the end of the day. And so what we always needed was we need more persons who appreciate art and want to transcend the culture through music globally because that's really going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need the infrastructure, you need the support base, you need the system in place.
And you're right, because the farm and the pond have continued what you were doing back in 2009, and they say, build it and they will come, man. You can't park on Marshall Road when the farm jamming.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the last thing is, when I talk about the structure, what has happened was over the years, DJs have replaced artists versus help build artists and put them in a position to make money and to push DJs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look at the culture of DJs globally, they generally, most artists just get blow up from a DJ.
Yeah.
Whether it's a mixtape series or information from Maharandam and all of them to be promoting these different artists and things. They were DJs, so I should have been a DJ. They have to understand their position and they have to understand their roles. Artists have to understand their position and understand the roles in terms of the industry.
Yeah.
So they could then be beneficial for everybody because you all make some good music.
Yes,
and sir. I understand. I'm 43, and I still down with what you're doing. I feel like it could happen, but we got to have a symposium and bring real enthusiasts in the room.
Right.
All right.
The persons who are in the room, the cracks and crannies of the country, not necessarily who are there in the public domain and have the position influence to do what they should be doing for you all.
Mm-hmm.
But also, may say, you know, we might spend 102 dimes to help you all put together a show to reach in foreign. Once we do it right, we get you all to have people fly here.
Yeah.
Because you all might have the Elvis effect. You know, Elvis is a great artist because he never had to travel and make money.
Yeah.
So grab a hotel and then turn it into and become Elvis and have people fly in to see you all.
Listen, we're working on it. We're going to bring overnight cruising back.
Yeah.
The cruise ship begged for us to let them stay in port overnight so they could their guests could take advantage of what happens when the sun goes down.
Right.
Eventually, they could beg us. Thank you very much, caller.
Sorry, brother.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Hold on, listen, Jeff, give me a second just before you start. I just wanted to say this quickly. I would like to thank BPL. I didn't think it was possible that I would ever thank them again, but I want to thank them because based on what Sparky said, BPL ensured that we experience a proper Emancipation Day. Mm-hmm. Either all of us are free or nobody is free, thanks to BPL. Thank you, Jeff. Go on.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Let me first and foremost say congratulations to the young artists in the studio.
I appreciate that.
Twin.
Appreciate
that. Just like to piggyback a little bit on the previous caller. You know, we have some great ideas. We've been, and especially those who have been exposed in the hospitality, i.e. hotel venues over the years, where we've seen the various entertainment, whether international or local. I believe that we are sitting on the gold mine still.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that a lot of our Bahamian citizens, especially the younger ones, do not truly appreciate the oldest standards of Bahamian, what we call Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
They are so engrossed in the Jamaican and the American hip-hop and all that stuff. And I believe that it all starts back in the home, because a lot of us grew up with brothers who would have listened to music from the 50s and 60s, exposed to a lot of the artists that were around in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that were Bahamian, and we got to appreciate that the sentiment of the music that we had at that particular time. My thing is, as far as the hospitality and tourism, Ministry of Tourism is concerned, we need now to come about, to bring about a body of persons who are well-versed in the entertainment industry, especially Bahamian music.
Yeah.
Get us all back together. Have a showcase for, even if it's like how you see America have Black History Month, our Bahamian Musical History Month here in the Bahamas, where we will showcase every day, if possible, different Bahamian artists bring about their music on a stage. I think that's what the Bahamian experience would be like, because that's what the tourists come for. They actually come to really see and appreciate what we have to offer to the local market, but the international market. Mm-hmm. And also, at that particular time, back in the day in the hotels, we used to sell the CDs and the cassette tapes back then for them. Mm-hmm. So I think we are sitting on a gold mine here. We just need to get back into marketing our local artists.
Yes, sir.
That their music can not just remain in the Caribbean basin, but also stretch out through the world and over the internet. But more so, we need to have more Bahamian festivals where our music, our Bahamian music, is more pronounced rather than the foreign music. Thanks for taking my call. I continue to listen. And again, congratulations, young man. Continue the great work, and we will continue to follow you as you move forward up on normal.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. All right, a quick text here. The text says, hey, Sparky, put the dog on Facebook pages and things like Lost and Found pages, local, and Knowles Knows.
Right.
Right? Put a picture up of the dog. Make a flyer, because people will, if they see the dog, people will reach out, right? Like, there are these spaces where we understand community. I want to say, during the blackout, you noticed that, like, we all understand that people thought we ain't criming.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to reduce the criming. We're not taking advantage of people and they suffering. I'm going to say thank you to BPL for giving us an opportunity to learn that lesson as well. Okay, here's another text. Let's get to the text line quickly. Those guys are right. I'm 62 and I could remember Ronnie's Rebel Room at Balmoral Beach. I think the quick transition of technology has also been an issue, right? With the continuity of exposing Bahamian music to the public. CDs kind of disappeared.
Right.
Now, there are people who have CD players, but not everybody has a CD player, right?
Right.
And it's like I say, that's why mic check is so important to me as a person who's looking for music.
Right.
Because the music is in one space. And then I could find an artist, and then I could go look for the rest of his music. Then I could find his YouTube channel. Then I could explore what they're doing as individual artists. Okay, somebody say, okay, the song. See, here's where the problem is, Texter. These play them making sort of adult music. Now, I'm not saying they're making explicit music, because the music is not explicit or necessarily rude.
Right.
But some of the language is not necessarily appropriate for the Guardian platform. But you heard some samples already from the songs. This is beautiful music.
I appreciate that, man.
Right? Like, this is Sunday. For me, some people are churchy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sunday, cooking dinner, chilling out in the afternoon, music. And then a little birdie told me, y'all made like almost like a gospel album.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't call it it's an album called God Bless the Twins 2.
Yeah.
That where we basically just given reverence to God, and just, you know, we appreciate, like, we just understand how blessed we are, like,
yeah,
and we're basically saying we want him to continue blessing us, like, we don't want to take what God has done for us for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what the album is, just talking, because most of our music is, it has substance and depth, and it speaks about our life experiences, and you know, and that's basically what that album speaks to.
Yeah, like, I just saw a conversation with Shine. Somebody was asking him something, and he said, no, I'm not really a gospel artist.
Right.
I said, I think that's okay, Shine, because you are anthem king.
I wouldn't box myself in like that.
Yeah. Shine makes national anthems, mm-hmm. right? And all of his music is positive.
Right, 100%.
And I can appreciate that because he, not only did he come out of the church, he's a former Defense mm-hmm. Force officer, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's his spirit,
yep.
to be positive, to pull people together, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And it's so great to see all of these real things. Like you say, your music has substance.
Right.
These are the things that young by them on the streets, by them who hustling, who may have had a rough start in life and trying to pull things mm-hmm. together. These are the things that resonating with them. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very real. So, Texter, what I'm going to tell you to do is go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Twin them. T-W-I-N-D-E-M. One word.
Right. And if you want, where's Bois? Where's the other twin?
Well, you know, that's bro, but he kind of took a backseat to music. That's why you see only me on the group on song. But he okay. still... Like, he still...
is a part of the vibe.
Yeah, you know, of course, it can always be Twin Them, man. You know, I started this with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the brand. So that's why I still put Twin Them. And I still have him in the videos with me. That's down the next. But, yeah, he currently, you know, he's on 9 to 5 right now. He's expecting a child and about to get married and this down the next. So he's just venturing on a new part of his life.
All
and,
right.
You know, we kind of, you know, the passion for music just dimmed a little bit. But he still... You know what I mean? He still is him.
That's all right, because I know music, like
yeah.
Kids Bop,
yeah.
you can start making music for the churins,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Because they're going to soak up everything.
Right.
So let's give them some age-appropriate Bohemian
yeah, man. That's,
music.
That, that's why I wanted to do Groupon, because I, like I said, I don't want to box myself into, oh, you just doing this type of music or rap. I want to make, like I said, you could make positive music. Well, I wouldn't say I don't have no negative music because I'm not a negative person. My music speaks to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I try to mix it up, man, so I can make songs that my parents could also enjoy as well.
Now, collaborators.
Right.
Right?
Blair, Judah, D-Max and Sleepy Lex, many. I probably featured.
Tell me who my favorite is.
Your favorite out of all?
Your collaborators. You tell me who my favorite is.
I'd probably say Judah if I had to guess.
No, I love Judah. Okay, but that ain't my favorite. I love Judah, but and it, I could say that because it's two different, they're two different genres
right.
entirely. Foots, the rapper.
Foots, oh, that's my boy Renzo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I old, but yeah. I got sense.
All right,
this
yeah.
boy could ride a beat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
100%.
And he very easily sort of slides between thick Bahamian dialect and mm-hmm. a more global
sound. Right, you could understand everything.
Sound.
Yep,
yes. I can't play none of his music on the radio, unfortunately, right? But that's Foots. See, I seen him as Foots the Rapper. I want to make sure that Foots the Rapper is the same Foots that features with you on Wheels
yeah,
Fall Off.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, there
that's
you
him.
Go.
That's my big brother.
See, because he at the point now, you don't even have to have the rapper at the end.
Yeah.
When you hear Foots, you know exactly.
Yeah. He's calling
Footy. Yes, I heard
yeah.
Footy too.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, that boy hard.
Yeah, man.
Also, just I know we talking Twin Them, right?
Right.
You collab yet with Ghetto Pickney yet?
We've done work before because he used to record by us a long
okay.
time ago, like when he was starting out.
Space. Yeah,
but
yeah.
we haven't dropped anything. But I, the one or two songs we've probably done with them before, but nothing like we you know that happens. Like sometimes you just don't drop stuff; you just keep it in the archives.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
You'll wake on that.
Yeah, man. We could, you know. I willing to collab, you know, but I don't like I tell people I don't need to collab with no one. I just do that just, you know.
Yeah,
I don't mind doing it, but I could rock out by myself. You can see my brother, if he ain't,
yeah.
I do it myself.
But these people excited, they excited.
Yeah, man.
To
but I just tell people, I don't think no one collab with more artists
yeah.
than us.
Sexy Lexi, that's what they all, what the name is, Sleepy Lexi?
Sleepy Lexi for sure, not.
Wait, why she call herself Sleepy Lexi?
Sleepy Lex, he got like a sleepy.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah, that's D-Mac's son.
I thought that was a girl, man.
No, Sleepy Lex? With that deep voice?
No, because the song he was in, there was a female, there was female vocals on it,
okay.
you see? So I thought it was...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I see why they call him Sleepy Lex. I
yeah,
know
man.
The book. I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, man.
The eyes.
Yeah.
The eyes, I get it. Vocab.
Vocab, that's my brother. That's
listen.
My yeah.
Thank you, producer. I realize we out of time.
Yeah.
Ash, Twin Them, it's mm-hmm. been my pleasure...
Pleasure's all
to,
mine.
...to expose you to more Bahamians.
Right.
As we celebrate emancipation,
right.
I think it's important for people to have as many experiences of people freeing themselves
100%.
From imaginary constraints.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you something. I so happy Vocab making music
mm-hmm.
and Ghetto Pickney Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You got one, Ghetto Pickney Sauce got one song called Red Shade.
Mm-hmm.
This boy could ride a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to go to the schools and do literacy
nice.
Work with the schools.
Talented young man.
Right?
Man.
But as we end the show, I hope, tell the people again where they could find your music.
Well, you can find us on all streaming platforms, on social media handles, Twin Them. Just type Twin Them, and we should show up.
All right. The next thing I want to see from y'all outside of Rake and Scrape,
right,
I need y'all to do a remix of Super Value Girls with Vocab. She wake the super value, but she don't know her value. Look here, that's a powerful song. I mean, it's a little rough. When I say that, it's a little rude.
Right.
But that message is so important.
No, it's important in the comedic element of it, the message behind it, for real.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know their value because you work in certain jobs. There's no man, ain't no one above no one. We all is human and made in God's image and likeness, you
and
know.
And then understand, you waking at a food store, you waking at Super Value, 100%. That's a good job.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Job is job, man. I can always appreciate people who... You know,
we gotta go,
cool, man. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Cool. We can talk.
Gentlemen, thank you to my audience. Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed your Emancipation Day weekend. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, radio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau.